Welcome back to Atlantic Sports Center's Promised Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Dalton Franken will join us, and we're used to seeing Dalton Franken back in his playing days at Atlantic High School, and boy, what an athlete you were in all sports, and then went on to start Dort University, and you've had a great career. You've also assisted and volunteered, and now you are the head man, and great to see you and great to have you on board here. Boy, what's your thoughts going into the season here as a new head coach?
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Tom. Obviously very, very excited to get practice started here on Monday, and been really happy with the boys' effort in open gym so far. We've been having open gym 3 days a week, and been happy with the turnout and the effort we've been getting from the boys in the open gyms so far this year, and really excited for Monday to get here and get to work.
Well, Coach, what are you going to expect from your players?
I think we have a talented group, and we have a group that is not scared of hard work either, which is what every coach wants going into the year, knowing that the boys are willing to put in the work and take tough coaching. And I think as far as, you know, lineup wise, I mean, we have some length. We'll have post presence with Brock Henderson, Gavin McLaren. Roth Dembese will play some inside for us too this year. And we have some length on the wings too. A couple kids that can really shoot it. Nolan Waters shot close to 50% from three for us last year. And obviously Colton Rasmussen was first or second in scoring in the conference last year. So I'm really excited about the pieces we have. I think we really have a chance to do some things. It's just a matter of putting in the work and building chemistry with the guys. So.
No doubt about it. What about some of your younger players, your freshmen, sophomores? What about the numbers here?
Number-wise, I think – so we had our preseason meeting last – well, it would have been Thursday night. So we have 9 freshmen out, which is enough. Obviously, we'd like to see a little more there, but at least with 9, we have enough for a team, and we have some talent in that freshman class. I'm really excited to see how they progress and develop and handle the transition from junior high basketball into high school basketball. Have some really, really talented kids with some potential there. And then our sophomore through seniors, sophomore class is really big for us. I think we have 9 or 10 sophomores out, which is excellent to see. Obviously, we had some of those sophomores as freshmen last year started JV for us. So, and then our senior class, we have 6 seniors out, which is awesome. And they're going to be really key for us leading a group and setting the standard here moving forward.
Coach Franken, when you take a look at Monday and then working towards that first game, which is not too far off.
Yeah.
What kind of preparation are you going to be doing here in the early days next week?
Oh, man, it feels like we need to practice 10 hours a day for the first 2 weeks to be for me to feel comfortable going into a, you know, game on the 28th. But the biggest thing we're going to focus on, we're going to continue to emphasize the defensive end of the floor, rebounding, really getting our guys sprinting in transition both offensively and defensively. So to be able to do that, we got to have them in shape. And then, obviously, installing offensive, you know, motion offense, some quick hitter stuff, and then installing different defenses as well. So we're really going to be focused on getting our defensive stuff in place, as well as a few offensive options. Obviously, going into a game on the 28th, we got to have some options offensively.
So. Is this a team that can play up tempo?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I love about the group we have this year. We do have the ability to, we can play 5 out, we can play 4 out, 1 in, we can, honestly, with Gavin and Brock, we can go to a 2-post set too, honestly.
Yeah.
So that one of the things that excites me the most is we have the ability to play a lot of different ways with this group, which makes my job a lot easier, so.
First game is coming up November the
28th.
It's ACGC.
Yeah.
So that's really right around the corner. We'll talk more about that game coming up here in the weeks to come. Talk about your staff here, Coach.
Well, I'm very fortunate to have a great coaching staff. We'll start with Jeremy Blake will be our junior varsity coach. Coach Blake has over 20 years coaching experience. Obviously was a head guy at Nottoway Valley for the last, I believe it was 2 or 3 years. So he's been a great resource for me, just helping prepare for being a first-year head coach. Making sure we're focusing on the right things, and I got a million different things going on in my mind. So he's doing a great job of helping me focus on what's important. And then our freshman coach will be Nathan Block. He was at Nottoway Valley with Coach Blake last year, or the last 2 years. Coach Blake will do a great, or Block will do a great job with our freshman group. He brings a great deal of knowledge and stuff as well. He's a young, fiery guy, so I think our freshmen will really enjoy playing for him. And then our volunteer coaches, J.C. Hoig and Zach Christensen. If you've been around Atlantic basketball at all the last decade, you know those two guys, and they do a great job with our kids. They're great role models, and obviously very knowledgeable at basketball too. But I'm very fortunate to have a great staff that has my back, and they're a lot of fun to work with. So
will you be doing some on the floor work as well? I can't see you not being on the floor doing it, because I know Hoig and Christensen, they get in there and after practice do some one-on-one stuff with them, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be playing Colton Rasmussen one-on-one, but I'm too old for that now. But I still like demonstrating drills and stuff, and showing them what we're looking for. I'm still young enough to be able to move and demonstrate things at least.
And you're in great shape too, Coach. Looks like you're in playing condition here. Anything else to add here this morning?
That's it, Tom. I can't even put into words how excited I am for this group. As I mentioned earlier, the effort and work ethic that we've seen already just in, you know, our 3 days a week of open gyms that we're doing, I'm very encouraged. And we have enough talent to be very competitive this year. And I'm just excited to see where we end up. But obviously we got to get started first, have a good first 2 weeks of practice, and get ready to go on the 28th. ACGC's got a very good team coming back, so that'll be a good challenge for us. Mm-hmm. But just ready to get to work with the guys here and see what this year has in store for us.
Excellent. Coach, can't wait to work with you as well. Hey, best of luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
That sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Dalton Franken, head coach, Atlantic Boys basketball team. We'll talk girls basketball with Dan Vargason yet to come. Austin West had a chance to sit down with head boys swimming coach Cody McCready, and we'll hear from Atlantic head wrestling coach Tim Duff. And wrapping up the program today will be a visit with a longtime official, state tournament official, Sean Peterson. We're going to talk about some of the rule changes to look out for here in 2023-24. We'll be back with the Coach Vargason right after this on 95.7 FM.